Hey, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
From Scenic City Solar Radio. We're back again, and we're talking about solar. All the good things solar can do for you, how you can save money, and how it'll save you money in the long run. So over the last couple of shows, we talked about businesses saving money, and we're going to talk more about that today because we just hit on some of the grants that are out there. Yeah, a grant. What all does a grant do?
So there are more grants coming out, but the biggest grant right now is called the USDA REAP grant. That's the R-E-A-P. That is for rural businesses. There's, if you actually go to the, if you Googled USDA REAP eligibility map, you'll easily be able to see their map on areas that any business qualifies for the grant. Okay, in metro areas, you have to be an agricultural business, meaning grow plants, butcher food, stuff like that. Anything that could be deemed agricultural, then you get a grant no matter where you are. But if you're in a rural area, say Chickamauga or Sail Creek, for example, any business that meets certain requirements of income and staffing qualifies for a 50% cash grant for their solar projects.
50%? Really?
50%.
Man, that is absolutely incredible. And, you know, one of the things that we get asked a lot about is, are you guys just in Chattanooga? No, we are not. Scenic City Solar. Easiest way to get a hold of us, 423-600-9500 or online at scenicitysolar.com. Check us out. Look us up. We cover not only Tennessee, we cover North Georgia, Alabama, and even into Western North Carolina. So if you can hear us on the radio or you're listening to our afterwards podcast kind of thing, and you can look us up at the radio station and find our shows, find all of our shows, and we're going to have those linked up to our website real soon. If you've got questions, give us a call. But today we're going to talk more about that grant. And, you know, the one big phrase in that grant is U.S. It's not just Tennessee. It's a USDA.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So if you qualify for it, regardless of where you are, you get a grant. The grant process is always a lot of paperwork. We manage all of it for you. There's a guy in our office named Kevin that actually manages all the grant work now. So when we come and do our analysis at your home or business, you know, we get all of your information. For businesses specifically, we get all of your information, build your profile for usage, and then we look into the grant eligibility. You have to make less than a certain amount of money annually, have a certain amount of employees, and have tax returns and be a full-fledged operating business. It cannot be a business that owns a bunch of residential, just to put that out there. It's not for apartment complex and stuff like that. It's for businesses, operating businesses. Once you're approved and we are able to install your system, then you get a cash grant. It is 50% that gets injected into your business just for doing solar.
So you just said 50%. Okay, is there a limit as to how much?
There are limits. The ceilings are really high.
Cool. So pretty much if you can hear us and you have a business that's in that REAP zone, and you mentioned some crazy guy at the office named Kevin. Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy who actually does the grants. So if you have questions, call us, 423-600-9500. Visit us online, scenicitysolar.com, and we will talk more about the grants, but there's also a whole lot of other benefits. And the biggest one that everyone can get, especially if you're not a business or not in the REAP zone, that you get a tax credit. So tell us more about the tax credit.
Yeah, it's a federal tax credit, okay, 30%. So if you have a $50,000 solar array installed, 30%, which is $15,000, is that $15,000 you do not have to pay Uncle Sam this year.
That would be great.
Business owners, residential homeowners alike all get it. For the business side, there's also depreciation, depending on how your depreciation schedule works. Lets you know if you can take the credit this year or next year, spread it out. But the federal tax credit of 30%, everybody gets if you are a taxable entity, which most people are and most businesses are. Also with that, non-taxable entities like churches, now, instead of having to worry about not getting a federal tax credit, they get a federal tax rebate.
Wait a minute.
A check in the mail.
A check in the mail for a nonprofit entity?
Exactly.
Well, of course, they don't pay taxes, so they won't get a tax credit. So it would have to be
cash.
Cash? Who doesn't like cash? I know I like cash.
It definitely helps people make the decision. A lot of the decision making with solar is cost based. Okay. It's one of those things until you see it, touch it, feel it, smell it, look at it, the whole nine, you don't really understand how solar is going to benefit you unless you have somebody explain it to you or you've had somebody else and you can see their billing. So a lot of people make their decision based off of how much it costs. So the U.S. government has added 30% tax credit, 100% depreciation, and now the USDA has upped their grant from 25% to 50% to incentivize people to go green. When you're a business and you can get a solar project installed and you get 50% tax credit or a 30% tax credit and a 50% grant and anywhere from a 20 to 30% depreciation, you are in the green day one.
That sounds fantastic. I know I like cash and I don't know how much it would really cost. So I think we've mentioned once or twice that we may have a sales team.
Yes. You can give us a holler anytime, 423-600-9500 or sceniccitysolar.com, or you can write sales@sceniccitysolar.com and we will get back to you. We schedule free site visits for everybody, businesses or homes. The more information that's out there, the better it is for everybody, us included.
You know, Ray, you're throwing out a whole bunch of numbers here, but when it comes to cash, and then the last thing you said was free, what exactly is a site visit, and what do you do? What happens on a site visit?
So a site visit, I'll come out, Kevin, if you're my customer today, I'll come out to your home after we've spoken on the phone. You know, most people want to know everything on a phone call, okay? So our last phone call we had, Kevin, I had to kind of cut it short because most of what we can learn and what I can teach you is not going to be very personable on a phone call. I need to see your bill. I need to walk you through it. We need to walk the house. We need to look at your roof. We need to see where the meter is. We need to see where your main panel is. There's a whole bunch of stuff I want to do on site with you, okay? I'm never trying to sell you anything on that first site. I want you to understand what you're trying to invest in. If you don't understand what you're trying to invest in, I could install anything and you're going to have a problem with it. Simple. You have to understand it, believe in it, and trust it, and the numbers have to make sense.
Absolutely. And you know what? Trust is so huge. You know, we hate to talk about other companies and other things happening out there. And, you know, sometimes solar has gotten a little bit of a black eye here recently from other companies going under and that kind of thing. And, you know, Scenic City Solar, we're still here. We've been here 6 years. We're based here in Chattanooga. We're easy to get a hold of, 423-600-9500. Also on the web, sceniccitysolar.com. Tell us more about that. What does it mean that Scenic City has survived watching these other companies come in and make big promises, and we're still here? Ray, you're still here.
It means a lot. I started Scenic City Solar, you know, 6 years ago, going on seven, here in Chattanooga when there were a few other parties in town that shortly thereafter went out of business. If you were to Google solar in Chattanooga, there is a lot of misconception. There has been some bad players in the game here. If you were to Google Scenic City Solar and look at our Google reviews, we have awesome reviews from some great customers. And proudly, our one bad review is from somebody that I personally did free work for. So I'm proud of that because I know in my heart, free work is not worthy of a review, pro or con. If you were to call the utility, any utility in a 100-mile radius, they know me by first name in a good way. We've always done things the right way, eaten crow's feet when we've had to, and gone back and corrected things. This market is a little difficult. TVA runs things, and everybody else has to follow.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is what makes Scenic City Solar one of the best of the best. Hey, we didn't mention that, but we've got a couple of those hanging on the wall as well. And, you know, it is very important that we are here local. Our owners are local. Our workers are local. So when you support Scenic City Solar, you're supporting the local community. And we say, yes, we're in Chattanooga. But, you know, we all know Chattanooga is not just downtown Chattanooga. When you think of the greater Chattanooga area, and it's also the area we cover, it is Tennessee. It is North Georgia. It is Alabama in the northern part, as well as Western Carolina. So we've got multiple states that we're in, And we're still here. You know, it is a big thing to say, hey, we're a local business, support your local businesses, because eventually we're friends and family. We all know each other. We're all here in town.
It is a small neighborhood here. You know, we're members of Green Spaces, the Chattanooga Chamber of Commerce, Chattanooga Small Business Network, TVA's Green Connect. We're listed with EPB and every utility and have actually helped out most of the utilities with their own solar arrays or built them ourselves. We're on Better Business Bureau, A+. We have Facebook, Instagram, a website, one best of the best 2 years in a row, and stay busy. We have a full staff of installers. We don't subcontract anything that we don't have to. We're licensed roofers, licensed solar installers, and try to keep everything always above the board. Go through permitting on every job, even if a customer requests not to. We do it anyway, sorry, or we don't take the job.
That's right. And, you know, it's very, very important when we're talking about other things that have happened that have been not as above board as they needed to be, but we do that. And, you know, it is a big thing, especially in, you know, Chattanooga is a big town, but it's really a small town when you start talking to folks, that everybody does know us on a first name basis. And if you do call one of the electrical companies, whether it's in North Georgia, Alabama, or Western Carolina, and say, hey, who do you recommend? They typically don't even say Scenic City Solar. They say Ray.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, some of them aren't really allowed to just give one. So they have to give a couple. We have customers call quite frequently, you know, that they were referred to us by whoever. And I take those to heart. If anybody's going to give me a referral, use their name and my name together, I make sure that we pay extra attention to those personal referrals. You know, we are inundated constantly with other companies' service calls. We even handle those. Other people's installs, we go fix those as well.
That's good, and that's a big thing. You know, we're talking about all the different things Scenic City Solar can do for you. The easiest way to get a hold of us, if you've got questions, is 423-600-9500. If we're not in the office for some reason, you can always check us out online at scenicsolar.com. If you're ready for someone to come out and do a site visit, contact us, sales@scenicsolar.com.
And we'll come out, we'll look at your billing, we'll walk through your home or your business, look at roof structure, get your goals and objectives. You have to know what you want out of this. If you don't, you will by the time we're done with our site visit.
Absolutely. You know, our sales staff is very well trained. They're great with solar. This is what we do. This is what we do all day, every day is solar. And we try to help people save money and show you the grants that are out there, as well as the tax benefits, tax breaks. And then, you know, coming up, we're going to talk about more on different shows about what do you do if you're a business, and once you've installed solar, how does that benefit you?
Right. You know, we'll go into that in depth on the next show, but just people knowing that you're going green is an attractive thing. If you're a business that has a awesome looking carport out there with solar that works, possibly with some car chargers, and people know that that is where you're going, they may take the time to go to your business opposed to the one across the street that is all brown. Okay. Showing that you're investing in the future, in green future, in our community, goes a lot further than you would think.
Absolutely. Can't wait to talk more. This has been Kevin.
And Ray.
At Scenic City Solar on the Scenic City Solar Radio Show. Contact us online at scenicsolar.com. And our phone number, of course, is 423-600-9500.
It's been fun. Have a great day.
All right. Talk to y'all later.